Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, how you doing? Sorry. Pausing there. Hello.
Hey.
There's also a, I have someone on, and I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Wow, you're really, wow, you in a bucket or something?
No, just on my house phone.
Oh, my God. Okay. No echoes, no nothing.
No.
Okay. Hey, folks, it's a half hour of just sheer delight. You can hear the sarcasm just oozing from me, can't you?
I hear something.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Backstage. You always wanted to know what happens when before the audience arrives and after the audience leaves, and what happens backstage, and in all of that process. And you're also, the other voice you hear on the other end is Laura Clemens.
Hi.
Hi. And you know a little bit about theater, do you not?
A little bit. Not as much as you do, but a little bit.
A little bit. Well, a little bit's good enough. So anyway, yeah, as it says in the description, from the front doors to the footlights, what happens in the theaters before the audience arrives? What happens during rehearsals? What are auditions like? Listen as we talk about what happens in the theater when people aren't around. From the local to national theaters, we discuss what happens from opening night to closing night. Join us backstage. So how's that for an intro?
Kind of like it.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Wrote that myself. I'm kind of a genius that way. Just kidding. Hey, folks, in the description, you got something there. It's the link to the temporary website at this point. So you can go there. And let me go there for you and show you exactly what you need to do. It will take you to the schedules and shows. And you go down to the bottom and it says Backstage Eastland Radio Repertory Theater. Click on the play button there on that little embedded player. And hopefully you can listen to the show. So... I noticed, just a little side note before we get into the show, we only have a half hour. So I noticed that Blog Talk is, like, upgrading a whole lot.
Yeah, I noticed there's not a chat room.
Yeah. right. I have this little button here on my end, anyway. Launch chat here.
That might be it. You may have had to have opened chat.
Yeah, let me... let me launch chat and see what happens. Please wait a while while we create your chat room. As you can tell, we're just flying off. We don't have any notes in front of us.
Well, I have a few notes.
Oh, cool. At least
I did some
prepared.
Homework.
Yeah,
literally, because
okay,
I was at my home. So I did it on the computer in my home. So it was literally homework.
There you go. There you go. The chat room is open, by the way, if it's open on your end.
I may have to log out and log back in. That will be
God.
Okay. I'm a call.
That would be fine.
I X'd out, unfortunately, and logged me out of the whole entire thing. So
yeah,
it'll just be a moment.
Technology, isn't it great?
Excuse me. Very sorry.
Hey, folks. While she's doing that, let me tell you what this show is about. We're going to tell you everything you ever needed to know and probably didn't want to know about what's going on in theater, including, what happens when, you're backstage. when you're before the shows or in rehearsals and all of that and all the drama that goes on. And believe me, after spending as much time in theater as I have, oh, there's more drama going on behind the curtains than there is in front of the people. But it's not really that bad. It really, you know, it's a family, and I always consider theater as family because you're with them for rehearsals, you're with them through Hell Week, you're with them through performances. You're just, even though community theater usually winds up doing 3 weeks of shows, I have no clue what it's like in New York, Chicago, or any place else with big theaters. I have absolutely no clue.
I think it's more of a backstabbing type situation there.
Yeah.
Because that's their... It's not like a community theater where people are doing it because they love it. I mean, I'm sure there's some backstabbing with that, but when people do it where it's, they think it's their life's work and they're trying to be discovered, you know, to be on Broadway, to do movies, to do TV, to do whatever, I think, you know, a little bit, because I know I went to high school with a couple of people who tried that for a bit and they, you know, they just didn't have a stomach for it.
Yeah, yeah. And literally, you got to have the stamina and the stomach for it because, you know, one thing I learned real quick in theater, don't take things personally. Because
yeah.
Chalk it up to ego.
See, I could do community theater, but I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't hack it in New York because I think I'd be in jail when I throat punched the first person that gave me attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it is one of those things. You walk in, you go through the audition process, you go through, you know, all of that, and the anxiety that builds up between the auditions and looking at the cast list. I mean, it's you're like, did I get it? Am I in? And I think that one of the famous musicals that ran for many, many years in New York really focuses on that in some cases, in some of the scenes in the show, and that's Chorus Line. And it is just absolutely fantastic. And it describes a lot of things accurately because, you know, it is musical theater, of course. And speaking of that, I'll get into that here in a bit. But, yeah, theater is one of the places, community theater specifically, is one of the places you go to relax. At least I do. It saves on therapy bills, too. I don't have to go see my shrink every week. No, folks, I don't have a shrink. That's a joke that I use when I do stand-up. So, but what do you know about? I mean, how you said you had friends, but do you still know people that are in theater and locally?
Yeah, I do locally. A very good friend of my brother's, actually. He's part of the Wyandotte Community Theater Group, but he also writes and he, you know, puts on his own work. He actually recently was the professor in Rocky Horror for the third year. You know, they put it out for the third year in a row.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I may actually sometime try to get him to come on here because he does all kinds of shows. They're actually currently working on, he and his wife are currently working on a show right now.
Yeah.
So.
And that would be wyandottecommunitytheater.com.
Or something like that. Yeah, I didn't write down the exact website for that, but it is on Facebook. It's Wyandotte,
yeah.
I did write it down, the Wyandotte Community Theater. Right now they're working on a show called The Rainbow with Butterfly Wings.
Yes, right here, and that opens March 4th and goes through March 12th.
Actually, November 19th.
Oh, they have it on the website as March, so.
On the thing on Facebook, they have November 19th, but they did Rocky Horror this year. And so, I don't know. I guess we'll find out for sure. If somebody really wants to know, get with me on Facebook, Laura Clemens on Facebook, and let me know, or go to the, you know, Wyandotte Community Theater on Facebook, and it'll be on there. So, actually,
yeah,
I can look right now and...
Yeah, because it shows short attention span theater, January 8th through January 16th. And right after that, on March 4th through the 12th, would be The Rainbow with Butterfly Wings. and of course their spring musical to be announced, and of course, you know, a lot of stuff. I mean, that's pretty much
it. Yeah, right here,
pace.
Rainbow with Butterfly Wings on Facebook, November 19th.
Huh, okay.
About halfway down the page, it's just above where they have the poster advertising Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
So it says Rainbow with Butterfly Wings something. But I clicked that I was interested, so.
Yeah, I'm tapping away here. Looking at it myself.
Thursday, November 19th at 7 p.m., which is next week. It's a free event. So it's actually, I may have to try to go see it, meaning that it's free.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a Thursday. Maybe not.
Yeah. Oh,
we're not normally disorganized people. But if there's a website, it's probably a little bit different. But, yeah, no, like I said, I'm on the page, the Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So it's...
And if we don't give you the right information for Wyandotte Community Theater, go to wyandottecommunitytheater.com and ask them.
Yep, wyandottecommunitytheater.com. It shows it right there. Yep, and there's a phone number, too. But I looked them up, and there is a theater here in Flat Rock. Unfortunately, I'm in Flat Rock, Michigan. Unfortunately, according to their site on Facebook, they haven't done anything since 2011.
Oh, my goodness.
So they haven't even updated the page, so they may not be here anymore. But there is one in Southgate Community Players, and they have several things coming up. They have The Odd Couple coming up, the 15th and 16th.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They have, and the price for that for adults is $15, which I don't think is that bad at all. If you're a senior, it's 13. Student, it's 13. They're also doing West Side Story, the 13th and the 14th, the 20th and the 21st. Wow. And then in March, they're doing James and the Giant Peach. And then in May, Guys and Dolls.
Wow.
So they have
they're
a few different
a
ones coming up. That one is kind of known around here, the Southgate one. They also have an offshoot of it for students and elementary school students and high school students, so... They bring kids into that. And then there's a whole lot of mystery theaters here. There's actually a dinner train in the area that does mystery dinner theater while you're on a train.
Wow.
So, and there's and we're very near U of M, not very near, but near enough to U of M College, and there's a great theater program there. There's also a theater program at Wayne State University in downtown Detroit where a whole lot of that goes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some projects of notes.
Yeah. That's a lot of notes, man. That's a lot of notes.
And I'm the only one in the chat room.
Yeah. I'm going to playbill.com. That is the official, website for what's happening all over the place. And, I want to say, first of all, that I really respect George Takei.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I have a great deal of respect for him. He has a play, a musical, actually, called Allegiance.
Yeah,
and
I've been watching some of that on Facebook. He's been posting things from that.
Yeah, it's just, from what I've seen, it's fantastic. It's just, man, I'm amazed. Lots of things going on. Let me scroll down here at playbill.com and tell you something else. Anybody familiar with Orange is a New Black?
I've heard of it. I'm not real big on prison programming, prison shows or anything. Unless it was back in the 80s when I was a kid and I was watching Prisoner Cell Block H when I was supposed to be in bed.
Yeah. The weird thing about it is Laverne Cox, who's transgendered.
Yep, I already know what you're going to tell me.
I like her work on the show. It's really, really cool.
I like her.
She's going to, I like her. And she's, oddly enough, on TV, on I think NBC or something like that, they're going to do Rocky Horror Show.
Yep, I heard. That's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's supposed to be about, a transvestite, but the more I thought about it, the more, this is perfect.
Think of the line from the song.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was going to get to that. But, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. See, we kinda,
I shouldn't know all the words to the songs, but, hey.
Yeah. But, yeah. See, we finish each other's thoughts even though they're not audible. But speaking of Laverne Cox, A.R. Gurney and Kristen Nielsen and Nora celebrate the opening of her HIR. It's her HIR. Let me click on it and I'll tell you what it is. Let's see. Follows the story of a wife and a mother who finds herself liberated from an oppressive marriage and on a crusade to dismantle the patriarch, states press notes. So that should be interesting. Okay. But there's a lot of shows still going in New York, off Broadway. There's just, you know, I check this site out, playbill.com, a lot. And there's a bunch of shows still going on. Off Broadway, they're in Brooklyn, New York, Long Island City, New York, New York City itself. A bunch of things. So go to playbill.com. Check that one out. Thank you, playbill.com. And I haven't been in theater for over 15 years. And I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yes, I do.
And I thought to myself, I have to get back into theater. And, you know, life, you know, throws you curveballs. You know, you married, divorced, work, laid off, you know, all this kind of crap. Life gets in the way to doing things that you love to do. So my priorities changed, and I went, you know what, I got to work. You know, I love theater, but I got to work, and I'm going to miss it. And, you know, I didn't plan on taking 15 years off, but here I am. And so I went down to a local theater here, and I was talking to him managing director there. And that's a fancy way of saying the person that pays the bills. And so she looked at me and she goes, I want you in a show. And I'm like, really? What is it? Okay, here I am. Haven't been in a show in over 15 years. Yeah, she cast me in A Chorus, the musical. Not just a musical. It's a Puccini opera.
Aha. I actually know who Puccini is. I've heard of Puccini, so.
Yeah, so here I am. I want to just ease my way back into theater, like doing supportive roles and stuff. No, I'm in a freaking chorus in an opera. So, but, oh, my God. So that's it. NovaBillings.org. is their website. It's NOVA, Center for the Performing Arts, here in Billings, Montana. And that's the funniest thing. I walked out after she said, I really want you to do this. And I'm like, okay. So I went to a couple of rehearsals of the music and stuff. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I can do this. And then after that was the first rehearsal. The second one was last night. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, I can definitely dig this. I can get into this. This is cool. And because the music in the chorus is in Italian. I don't speak Italian.
Well, you've got a while to rehearse.
Oh, yeah. But I just think it's really, really funny and really good that, you know, I'm like, okay, it's the irony of it all, asking the universe, hey, I want to get back into theater. And I get shoved into this, and I'm like, I wanted something easy, you know, kind of ease my way into it. And here I am in this big opera now, you know, and I'm like, damn. But that's okay, because she even asked me, and I even asked if there was any auditions for other shows, and she goes, yeah, there's auditions for the complete works of Shakespeare, abridged, 97 minutes long of most of the Shakespeare plays, all of them, abridged. So it's fast-paced. I know how it works, and Yeah, let's just make sure this old man doesn't have a heart attack on stage, okay?
Well, you could always lip sync and pretend like you're singing.
Well, yeah, that's in the chorus, and she, I'm going to be a guard. She goes, I want you to be a guard. Well, okay, she told me that last night. I'm like, no, all right. And she goes, you can just, you know, you don't have to sing, you can sing, you can move your lips, doesn't matter. I'm like, okay.
That's what I'd have to do because nobody wants to hear me sing.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
You're quite kind.
Even the ghosts are going, Laura, no.
Oh, no, the ghosts have to hear me sing because I sing all the time around the house.
Oh, so they're your captive audience.
Yeah, well, literally. That's probably why I don't have much ghost activity here because they get scared and leave.
Yeah, they tell their ghost friends, don't go there. Don't.
Yeah, no.
Singing.
She's crazy. She sings. Ooh. She sings Baby Got Back. Ooh.
Yeah, and you know that song, How?
Backwards and forwards.
Exactly.
I don't know why. I just know it. I'm not proud of it, but I do.
Oh, my God. So, see, folks, we have fun. We enjoy ourselves. We will have guests. This is a key to this show is having a guest, so you won't hear us. So, and hopefully when I get some tech issues figured out on my other network, Spreaker.com, my other network, I will have cleaner sound and all of that, and be doing, you know, this show over there. And that's not for a while. I'm still trying to figure out the tech issues. So I'm not a techie. Okay. If it's hardware, I'm cool, but not programming. Not coding. I don't know any of that. So anyway. But anyway, wow. We got like 7 minutes and 50 seconds left. Holy
See
shit.
What happens when we shoot the breeze?
Yeah. So that's interesting. So let me go back to NovaBillings.org for a minute and tell you what's coming up. November 13th, 14th, and 15th, we have the Youth Cabaret Broadway Pop Musical Review. So that should be cool. Of course, on November 20th through the 22nd, we have the Greek Myth Project. Yeah, that sounds cool. And you can go there. There's more stuff coming up. Let's see, what is today? Today's the 9th, is that right? We have the Youth Cabaret. Imagine going to a real cabaret show. Cafe tables, intimate lighting, and an MC to guide you through the evening. The young
That'd
actors
be cool.
will showcase. The young actors will showcase the variety of solo, duet, and ensemble numbers. That's going to be awesome. And on the 20th, you have the Youth Conservatory production of the Greek Myth Projects, an ensemble piece. In the spirit of ensemble building, the Greek Myth Projects are designed to teach actors about working in a group and how to be free thinkers. Through ritual and song, the young actors will, it says more information, let me go there. Let's see, the ritual and through which ritual, if I can say the word, and song, the young actors will develop their own version of each myth. So that's going to be cool, but they have other things going on there as well, such as, well, it's over now, it's a couple of days ago, but they have this thing called Funky Bunch, which is a high school improv troupe.
Oh, wow.
Venture Improv.
I love improv. See, that is theater I think I could do because what kind of humor is my humor?
Yeah.
It's on the fly, spur of the moment, and quick.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want more information about what's happening here in Billings, Montana, if you're close by or not, please go to NovaBillings.org for more information on what's happening over there. Oh, yeah, 5 minutes left, 5 and a half. Hey, I think we got through it pretty well.
I think we did.
Yes, call some people up, because I'm going to talk to some people here and see if they want to come on. So, or I can just record it and put it up. So, anyway. And the link there in the description of the show is where you need to go for now. That's temporary, so but right now that's where you need to go for the show if you want to listen to it in archive. So, and again, from what I see, Blog Talk's upgrading quite a bit. So I'm glad to see that. So I'm over on another network on Spreaker.com. I have no qualms saying that. Much clearer sound, and it, oh my God, it's so much easier. Now I just got to work out how to how to get people on the show. That's all. That's all.
I'm sure
I
we'll figure that out.
Oh yeah, it's pretty easy. But yeah, Blog Talk's been really good. They kind of, you know, I quit them for quite a while. Or didn't quit them. I just walked away, and after they had 2 free hours, and then they dropped it down to 30 minutes, and I'm like, oh, you suck. And, you know, but I still had an account, and I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'll try things out there. It's kind of like the what is that? I can't even think of a word now. Oh, workshop. It's kind of like the workshop of stuff, you know, like in theater, you got workshops, you see if people like it or whatever. So, hey, you know, just consider it a workshop. So we'll see if people like this, and you can always email me.
We're in beta.
Radio Theater. What's up?
We're in beta. We're beta testing.
Beta testing. That's the word. Yeah. See, I'm glad I had you on the show. You can help me remember stuff.
Well, normally I probably wouldn't have thought about it, but I was on the phone with Mark earlier, and some of his smart must have wore off.
Oh. Did you finally encourage him to do what you were telling him to do?
No. Working on it. And he's listening to the show, so.
I'll get a hold of him.
And no, he's listening to the show.
Oh, he is? Good.
He bookmarked it because he wanted to listen. So I'm going to be in trouble.
No, you won't. He loves
yes,
you.
Yes, I will.
Come on.
Now he's yeah, but he has he has blackmail information on me.
Yeah. He's got his head in his palm going, oh, my God, what are they
doing?
Yeah,
well, he knows where the bodies are buried, so.
Oh, jeez.
Not and actual bodies, not, people. We're talking figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively. Yes, figuratively. There is
you,
no.
Or so you think.
Yeah.
Like I joke, I'm the kind of friend that would help you hide a body, but don't cross me because I know how to hide a body.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, are we joking? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Okay.
Ooh, I got to watch it. I told him I was going to try not to laugh that dumb laugh.
It's like, this is not an Agatha Christie play. It's not 10 Little Indians. We'll be fine. So we're good. But, hey, we got like almost 2 minutes. So, again, go to the website there, right there in the description. It's temporary, so hang out there. I got blogs on there. I've got a bunch of stuff going on. I got radio plays on there that I do that I've written. So if anybody's into doing voice work and doing characters, then, hey, give me a shout at Eastland Radio Theater.
I would be.
Theater. Yeah, Eastland Radio Theater at USA.com. Eastland Radio Theater at USA.com.
Yeah, Mark has me hooked on listening to old-time radio shows. He has, probably zillions of them saved. And I told him that you and I had kind of talked about doing something along those lines of making it, sound like an old-time one.
Yeah, kind of like the sound on Blog Talk Radio. So anyway, yeah, 50 seconds. Hey, folks, I'm going to hit the music here, and if you hear it and not me, well, I'm not even going to hit the music, though. We'll just, because somehow it drowns out our voices, so. We got like 45 seconds left, so we're going to, like, go. So email us and let us know what you think. Eastland Radio Theater at USA.com. Eastland Radio Theater at USA.com. You can go to EastlandRadioTheater.com for more information as well. So anyway, we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Enjoy. You guys have a great night. No outro music yet. So talk to you guys later. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.